When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Cat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Now, before you listen, a couple of points of order. Not real, which I just mentioned. Also, you can save our files to your hard drive, but, you know, don't get rid of any family photos to make room for us. We don't carry any Trojan horse viruses, but we're the kind of show that feels like we should, you know? Real gas station sushi-level audio entertainment. Finally, for all of our audience who listens on headphones with the volume turned up, this is the one with Matt Young, so let's just nip that tinnitus in the bud, shall we? Now, give your eyes a break. Tell that part of your brain that looks for a narrative through line and subtle character details to sit this one out. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and like 3 or 4 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Ooh, Arnie, this bar is so cool.
It's kind of cool, you know? They have a few fancier taverns here in Northeastia.
Tre impressivo. It's the Charlie Horse? I mean, the cocktails here seem top-notch.
Yeah. And you said the name of this tavern is Tre Expensivo?
I think it says it's the Charlie Horse. Let me check the menu here. Yeah, it's the Charlie Horse.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. And its owner is Tre.
Mm-hmm.
Tre is its owner.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a enchanted serving Tre who gained sentience and eventually bought a bar. Is what the menu says. This is purely off the menu, Arnie.
Okay.
If you just turn yours over, you could read everything without me having to interrupt at all.
Okay, sure.
Then I shall finish the maze on my menu. You won't get away from me, tricky cow.
You know, that picture of a cow does look really tricky.
Yes, devilish in its demeanor. I shall defeat it by not running into a dead end and getting to the end of this maze.
Did I tell you that the cow that I've been taking care of, Sweet Butt, did I tell you that it died?
What?
Oh, no.
You remember the steaks we ate on the road?
Uh-huh, they were delicious.
Yeah, sorry to say that Sweet Butt bought those steaks for himself, and then when he died, I stole them.
That's disgusting. Okay. Sweet Butt bought steaks? That's cannibalism.
Tell him. Tell his grave.
Despicable. I'm glad he's dead.
Where is Sweet Butt's grave?
He requested it remain unmarked. Mm-hmm. So I put a little marker to say unmarked on it, just so anybody passing by doesn't even give a second glance. They just keep on walking. Mm-hmm. Nothing to see here. Unmarked grave, you know. And a grave, of course, has to say unmarked for it to, you know, otherwise you're like, oh, what's that lump in the ground? But if you write unmarked on it, then people tend to not notice it.
Oh, okay. Well, R.I.P. Sweet Butt.
How are the rest of your pets?
Doing well, yeah. Seance the cat, thriving.
But also dead. But it's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, I guess Seance is dead, so touche. Scoop Booby, thriving as well, an alive dog.
Yes.
And then those two kids I was watching, I just kind of pass them in the night. I give them some money, and they just kind of take care of themselves. Kids are so... I used to think kids were hard to watch. They're so easy. You give them 100 coin, you don't see them for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, bingo bango, it all works out.
Yeah, they're off with the pop fizzles or the winkle bangs or whatever they do.
Yeah, you get it.
So you're walking around at night and you're like, hey, look over there. Huh, what a coincidence. Those are the kids I'm watching.
Yeah. Arnie, when did this become a fucking interrogation on me? What have you been up to?
Yes, what nothing. Have you been up to?
I've been fucking up to nothing. That's why. Look, here's the thing. I'm just...
Shut up and talk!
I expect
sorry
you
about
to...
my partner. Sorry about my partner. Do you want some coffee or something?
I'm angry. I'll be back in a minute. I gotta walk this off.
Oh, walk it off. He has a Charlie horse.
Look, Chunk. I expect you to come in and with some interesting stuff up top, because look, fucking Usador, he's not bringing anything. He's just obsessed with that tricky cow.
Yeah, that's fair. Here's something interesting. In the last 10 minutes here, being in this bar, I thought about opening my own bar one day. You know how I took a stab at having my own restaurant? It didn't really work out. And just kind of find where I settle in. I thought about making a speakeasy, and it's called the Fancy Sphincter. I just thought of that in the last 30 seconds here while I was talking.
While you were talking?
Mm-hmm. It's a fun little thing I do called buying myself time.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you say anything to me, I'm kind of checked out. So I just buy myself time by talking in circles. And then when my brain has something, I puke it out. You should try it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I do a similar thing where I'm kind of just sort of talking to fill space. But the thing is, then
hold on. You talk to Phil Space?
Yeah.
Nobody's been able to interview Phil Space. You talk to Philip J. Space.
Oh, no, I've been talking to Philip T. Space.
Oh, never mind. Not impressive. Philip J. Space, famed Night Skiesman.
Night Skiesman?
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't know? A Night Skiesman is, it's a certain type of creature that will sit on top of a star and just kind of keep lookout.
Hmm.
A Night Skiesman. Do you have those on Earth?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then that's a no. You can say no.
No, I don't.
I won't be mad.
Okay. What the fuck does Philip T. Spaceman do?
You interviewed him.
I should have paid
attention.
I don't
have all the answers, my man.
I should have listened to his answers. That's... I'm into the questions, not the answers.
I've hit another dead end again.
Mm. Oh, what happened, Usador?
The cow has eluded me once more. Mm. I must erase my line and begin again.
See, I already forgot how he answered that question. I'll ask him again. User, what's wrong, buddy?
Oh, I was trying to catch the cow at the end of this maze that's on the back of my menu, yet I hit a dead end for the 8th time in a row, and now I must erase my line and begin again, just as I shall ne'er give up in my quest to defeat evil in all of its forms against the Dark Lord, even though his power has spread all over Foon, and this here, Northeastia, this wonderful, beautiful city, is one of the last strongholds standing strong against his evil might.
Wow, it's crazy. I can't remember any of that.
So I'm just going to start over at the beginning here.
Arnie, would you like to take advantage of an investment opportunity?
Right.
The Fancy Sphincter is looking for a co-owner.
Right again.
All I require is 25,000 gold coin.
I don't have any. I don't have enough coins to pay for our drinks.
Right again. Right one more time.
Wait, Chun, Usador.
What?
Be cool.
I'm always cool. I am the coolest and calmest amongst us.
I think I see one of our greatest enemies at the other side of the tavern.
Puts on sunglasses, lights cigarette, doesn't care. What's going on?
One of our greatest enemies is at the other side of the tavern. Look.
We require a table. Yes, a table.
Oh, shit. Is that Blemish?
I think that's Blemish.
No. That's not possible. For we shrank Blemish down to a deathly size by... making him a touchable, drink out of a bowl. How did that work?
Smokeable. What was it? Something like that.
Look, he's dead, and it's probably our fault. But I wasn't even talking about that weird half person that looks a lot like Blemish. Look next to him. It's Danigan the Terrible.
That evil.
Blemmy, let's take that table over there by the rocking horse.
That evil pinglet from another universe.
Oh, they're sitting down next to that horse playing guitar. I wanted to move to that table.
Why don't you want to sit with us?
Look at that horse rock out. Now that's a rocking horse.
I would love to look at that horse, but I have to turn left, then left one more time. Left again.
Arnie, I'm worried that Usador is a leftist.
Oh, shit. I have nothing for that. I have nothing.
Damn, another dead end.
Let me scope out the situation. Since I have these sunglasses on and I'm smoking this cigarette and I somehow found a trench coat and I'm wearing these assless chaps from the unicorn farm. Let me go see if I can mingle.
Okay.
Hey there, you two. I'm new in town. What's the haps?
Chunt!
Fuck. Hi, it's me, Chunt. Tanakin the Terrible. I don't want to fight you.
What? Tanakin the Terrible? It's me. It's me, Tanakin.
The Terrible, I know. And I just want to say, looks like you got most of your tattoos removed. Good on you. I assume you're starting to get a blank canvas to get some new ones. And I just want to say, again, I do not want to fight a pig.
Oh, Chunt, are you trying out some new material or something?
Always. Are you telling me? Guys, it's regular Tanakin.
What?
It's good Tanakin. Come over here.
What are you saying?
It's good. It's good Tanakin. Here, hold on.
Why can't I remember what you're telling me?
Tanakin, my lady, this is your version of Wendigo?
Yes. Yes. This is Chunt.
Well then, well met. Ah, give me a big hug. Come here. Come
what?
Here.
Get away
Be gentle.
From me.
When he says big hug, he really means medium hug.
That's what I mean.
Blemish, yes, get away from me. I hate you. You're an enemy. You old pussy mouth. Get off of me.
Soft fur. Oh, I could nestle in this bosom for days.
And now that Chunt has distracted you, I approach with staff and sword drawn, prepared to destroy thee both.
Usador, cuter than ever. Come over here.
Oh, Tanakin. Oh, it's regular Tanakin is back. Wonderful. And you, sir, you're not the gentleman who I believed you to be.
And you are a blue wizard. Oh, what good fortune we have found ourselves in.
Ooh. Wow. It's some sort of cool blemish. It's not a phrase I ever thought I'd say. It's like a cool, good blemish.
Yes, exactly. I came over here to smite thee both and to tell you I'm very worried about Arnie's mental faculties.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they're all fired.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Arnie's faculties?
He doesn't seem to be able to remember anything, even the simplest of things.
Have you tried giving his faculties some apple juice?
I haven't. Barkeep, an apple juice for me. Now, Blemish, how did you find your way back to our world?
Huh. Well, Blue Wizard, someone who looked much like you, sent me through a magical portal. And Tanakin and I arrived here in your world.
Oh.
And I... you are a sight for sore eyes, let me tell you.
And you both are very welcome. Please join us at our table, unless you want to sit with the cool horse. If you want to sit with the cool horse, I guess that's fine.
Oh, it's okay. I know the horse. We'll be partying with her later. We'd be happy to join you at your table. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, come on over. Arnie, this is Tanakin. The Tanakin we knew first. And this is, should I call you Good Blemish, or do I just call you Blemish?
I have always gone by Blemish, but you can call me whatever you like.
This is a different Blemish from another world.
What? Oh, shit. I was the one from another world.
Yeah, he's taking your thing.
Oh.
I'm getting in on it.
Oh, no.
Explain everything to me. What's this? What? What's that?
Oh,
how does
shit.
Everything work here?
Oh, I fucking hate people from other worlds. It's like that time I met someone named Arnie. I fucking hated that guy.
I agree.
Tanakin, two things. One, do you mind if I boop your snoot?
Oh, I would love a little boop.
Boop. Thank you. And then two, what have you been up to? We haven't seen you in maybe a year. I mean, what all have you been up to?
Oh, Chunt, it has been wild. So when we first came back here... to Hog's Face, or what I thought was Hog's Face, it was really just a pile of rocks and ash.
Ooh.
It was so confusing. I thought, did I end up in the potty?
That's a fair assessment of the state of decimation that I did rain down upon Hog's Face to spoil the plans of our enemies.
Yeah. We were the ones that destroyed Hog's Face. We had a good reason. But Tanakin, can I ask, do you frequently end up in the potty? You said that like you're like, oh no, not again. Am I in the potty again?
Oh, what's interesting is pinglets don't have potties, so I'm left to imagine what a potty is for the rest of you.
Do you release waste from your body?
Ani, drink this juice.
Of course we release waste, but it comes out in the form of rainbow Skittles. I'm sorry, you must not know what Skittles are.
Oh, I can't imagine they're what I think they are. What are Skittles?
Well, they're every color of the rainbow, little lumps, the taste and smell, just joyful.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Arnie, Skittles, as far as I know, Tannikin, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's sort of short for scurvy-preventing victuals. So it's something you eat that prevents you from getting scurvy. I never realized that they were pig shit, but, I mean, they're very tasty.
Yes.
It's true. It has kept me healthy through all the wanderings through forest, glen, dale, and overlook that we've had to walk through.
Blemish, yes, cannot get enough of my Skittles.
So you're a fucking shit eater is what you're saying.
I consider it a virtuous cycle.
It really is adorable to see him slurping up my Skittles.
Yeah, and Arnie, you're one to talk. You're drinking apple piss.
What?
What do you think apple juice is? When an apple has to relieve itself, it pisses out its juice. And then it goes on its merry way. So you're drinking apple piss.
Yes, haven't you ever been to an orchard where they walk around with that bedpan?
No. I thought they just squeezed and crushed apples.
What?
The juice just flowed out of them.
Why would you if you want a chicken's egg, do you cut its throat? No.
I don't know how chickens work.
You take the egg and you move on, and then the chicken lives to produce more. What do you... I mean, well, I guess it's a hen. What is it? Is it a hen? See.
If you want to know how chickens work, they have a cloaca or a cloaca.
Tannikin, and then, this piss drinker was a friend of yours?
Oh, yes, Blemmy, we can trust him completely. He's from another world.
Good. We've come a long way to find the three of you, I think. I assume it's been you who we've been trying to find.
Oh, well, how can we help? And I'm so sorry, good Blemish. It's just a little hard. Like, we're so used to a real pervy, gross version of you that would barf cats out of his mouth and... Oh, there's no polite way to say this, but he had a whole cat situation going on with his junk as well.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I would feel sorry, but I do feel sorry for you, for knowing him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He was despicable.
Arnie, I can assure you that his junk is nothing like a cat.
Oh. What? I don't mean to pry, but...
Yes, you do.
It seems like you two have been traveling together for a while, eating each other's shit. I don't know if that goes both ways. But are you two, like, a thing?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you two, like, a thing? Like, are you two...
What are you trying to say?
Like, are you two, like, an item?
What's the question?
Like, when one of you leaves, does the other go with, and you're like, we're leaving, and you end up at the same place?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were eating a piece of, I don't know, pasta, and one of you started on one end and the other started on the other end, would one of you just kind of suck it real hard so it all ended up in your mouth, or would you kind of meet in the middle?
Ooh, pasta is a great way to describe Lebby's junk.
Huh.
Sort of a limp noodle there, huh? Well, that's all right. Ani, Trent, I have to take you both to task. The relationship you're describing may apply to Blemish and Tannikin. But wouldn't it also apply to the two of you?
Huh.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's right. That would also describe both of our junk.
Arnie, start eating this end of penne. And we'll meet in the middle.
This is soaked.
We'll be a couple of penne pals. Come on.
It's not the right pasta for that.
It's so small. Yeah. It's barely churny. You're already there.
Fine.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry into your personal business. Of course, you know, two creatures can travel across Foon, and there doesn't have to be any kind of romantic element to it.
You're so limited, Arnie. In terms of sexuality, us pinglets are so diverse.
Oh. Do you mind educating me on that a little bit? Again, I feel like I'm
Arnie, it's not her job to educate you.
I guess that's true. John, I gotta get some content in this episode somehow. Come on.
Arnie, it's not just about sexuality and partnership. We are multidimensional beings. There's love, there's connection, there's appreciation, there's gratitude, and yes, there's hot, hot sex.
Hmm.
When you're with a pinglet, you feel so many different things. It's a complicated stew of emotions that's each day different. Delicate flavors come to the fore each new day. And sure, do I come a lot? Yes, I do. But that's not all that it's about.
That's right. And when you ask if we're an item, I know that question comes with a lot of assumptions.
Yeah. It seems like you're not putting labels on it, but you are putting your junk on it. Like, it sounds like, am I interpreting that correctly?
We're very happy.
Well, that's good. You both look happy. And I gotta say, I'm so sorry. Tanakin, I haven't seen you in so long. Welcome back to this dimension.
Thank you. Oh, it's been quite incredible. We've really missed seeing familiar faces. We've been looking all over Foon. We must get a meeting with the king. We've been searching everywhere for the king. Do you know him?
We're pretty close with Prince Tom Blaine, who will probably be the king.
Well, princes are just basically pre-kings.
We're kind of important, you know. Yeah. We're like his entourage.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Lemmy, do you think it would be a... Oh, Lemmy, do you have a little sauce on your nose?
What if I did?
Oh, come over here. I'll get it.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Thank you.
Do you feel clean?
All clean.
All clean. All
Arnie,
clean.
He put that sauce on his nose on purpose. I know. To it.
Blemishes all clean.
He's just holding a sauce squirter in one of his hands and just periodically puts a little more sauce on him.
I can't be happy for anyone with that voice. I'm sorry. Even though he's good blemish, that voice, I just can't be happy for him.
If anyone needs to carry anything, I have my sauce and a box strapped to my wheelchair on the back if anyone needs me to carry anything for them on our way to, I assume, the palace.
That is a huge box.
Mm-hmm.
You must be very strong to be able to drag that thing around.
Oh, he's strong.
Yes.
Tanakin, I guess I have to ask, anytime I meet an animal who seems to be in a good relationship, I have to ask, what is the USDA grade for your sex? Arnie, of course, you may not know this, but USDA stands for your sex. Does it get an A?
Seems like there's some extra letters in there.
No. Not if you say it real quick.
It depends on what you mean by A. If you mean A really good sex time, yes!
It's a C+ at best. I knew it. Tanakin, I'm happy for you.
Oh.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And for everyone, right?
I'm happy in general for everyone, but specifically for this, for this instance, I'm happy for Tanakin.
I'm sorry, Blemish. Did you ever like go to school with somebody that you just hated, and then later in your life you met someone that just looked like them, and it's not their fault, but you're just sort of like, I don't know, I just can't like you.
I've met plenty of people like that, and I always give them the benefit of the doubt, and I meet them for who I see them for who they are. I meet them where they am. I see them for who they are. I meet them wherever they are.
Meet them for who they are?
I meet them for where they am, who they is, and where they could be going. And with that kind of generosity of spirit, I make friends wherever I go.
Arnie, I hate this altruistic prick.
I know, he has all of that written on his tunic.
Now, Blemish, I must ask, when you are such a good and kind-hearted soul as you are, have you ever thought about joining my quest to defeat evil?
Evil? Yes! Good blue wizard, I thought you would join our quest to defeat evil, because...
The fuck?
We've been wandering for the better part of a year, and we have seen the reaches and expanse of the Dark Lord's influence and power across, what would you say, Tanakin, how much of this land?
At least 10 miles.
At least 10 miles of this land.
Oh, that is quite a lot. I assure you it's much larger area than that even that he doth control now. But I swear, if evil is to be defeated, you will have to join my quest. That's just the way this is going to work.
I don't know. In our other universe, Tanakin and I essentially eradicated evil. Tanakin did it. I was just helping. But either way, we mostly eradicated evil. And then we've come here, I think, to basically do the same thing here. And we're not seeing a lot of success on the ground.
Okay, well, if I may, mostly eradicate, that's not really a phrase you should be using. It's like saying dolphins are almost extinct. Well, extinct means that they're all gone, so almost extinct, it's not really a phrase you would use, right?
Okay, everyone, calm down. Inhale, exhale. I have a very good way to solve this whose quest should we be on issue. Gentlemen, here's a bucket of crayons.
Ooh.
Couple of blank sheets of paper.
Okay.
Now, I will ask you to draw the goddess's rainbow.
I'm done.
Wow. Cheater. He knew what she was going to ask. They set this up. Well, let's... Yeah. Oh, okay. Inhale, exhale. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to ask this rocking horse... let me ask her... excuse me, rocking horse, do you know... Trot for Teacher? You do. Okay, well, let's listen to Trot for Teacher, and we'll be right back with more Magic Tavern.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Wow, what a beautiful rendition of Canter Buy Me Love. That's such a great horse. Arnie, doesn't she rock?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other things horses do.
Well, they gallop. They, they poop. They neigh.
They canter.
These are all correct.
They whinny.
Very good. And they're the mortal enemies of cows. I must back to my maze.
Well, during the break, I tried my best to draw this goddess's rainbow. I made a lot of assumptions about what that means, so this is what I drew. It's kind of a rainbow and a goddess, I guess.
Oh, Arnie, it's beautiful. Tell us what it represents to you.
Oh, well, the rainbow represents a rainbow, and the goddess is a deity that's a woman. That was sort of the subtext in my mind while I was drawing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what does it mean to you, Arnie?
Oh, wow. Oh, to me.
That's how she gets you.
To me, it means a goddess and a rainbow.
Mm. Okay, let's have Blemmy go next. He can kind of demonstrate what I'm trying to
ask. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yes, look at my goddess's rainbow. What it means to me is red, the color of passion. Yellow, the color of joy. Green, the color of growth. And blue, the color of hugs.
Wow, all those colors. I can almost taste the rainbow, which Arnie, of course, means eating shit, because your drawing is fucking shit, dude. I'm sorry. Blemish, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. I just can't be nice to you. I'm so sorry. You have a wonderful drawing. Let me go next. So, Tanakin, for my homework, I drew a pipe, and underneath it, it says, "This is not a goddess's rainbow." Isn't that clever? Isn't that clever, mommy? I mean, teacher?
Say more.
So if you think about it, what is art, right? Art, you know, art is not this box that you, that's on the, you know, that, that Blemish is carrying around, whatever that big box is, right? You can't confine yourself or your audience, right? So it's a blank palette, right? So what I did is I drew anything but Goddess's Rainbow, and then I told the audience, this is not what you were expecting, to kind of, you know, undermine expectations.
Mm-hmm. So and this tells us that you're very against following rules and very antisocial.
Especially to me.
Yeah. You, sir, what did you draw?
My rainbow is every shade of blue. Azure, cerulean, royal blue, all of them, navy. And then at the end, you see sliding, it sort of turns into a slide here at the end, and there's this wizard, and he's shooting lightning out of his fingertips, and that's me.
Oh, well, that shows us that you see yourself as very powerful.
I wrote the word evil here. At the end of the lightning, I'm shooting evil, so I'm attacking evil. It's not...
You're shooting evil out of your fingertips?
No. I'm shooting lightning at the evil.
Oh, the drawing does not suggest that. The drawing suggests the lightning is evil.
No, wrong. Wrong. That's wrong. I'm shooting lightning at the evil.
As the viewer of your art, aren't I correct?
Damn.
The artist shouldn't have to explain their art. Tanakin's
got me there.
Right?
Tanakin, maybe we should just go to the king and leave these guys behind unless you're like super close with them.
Well, fuck me. I thought the assignment was to draw a rainbow and a goddess, and that's what I did, but apparently I did it wrong.
It's all right, Blemmy, I understand. I think it is time for us to move on to the king, but don't we all know ourselves better?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't really draw the goddesses because the goddesses are everywhere.
And I realize that I'm maybe a little more antisocial than I think, or at least I've become antisocial being around all these fucking animals and kids.
And I'm starting to suspect I don't have an inner life.
Why is it you both need to go see the king again?
Oh, well, there's something we really want to show him. It's very important. Blemmy, you did mention the box, right?
I mentioned the box. As we were traversing O'Bannon's Glen, I found a kindly cooper who was willing to make for me this wheeled chair that now I use. And upon the back, he strapped this box upon the rear.
Well, I hate to disappoint the two of you, Tanakin and Blemish, but I am certain that the king... who's actually passed away, and now his wife, the Queen Regent Titania, sits upon the throne for a short time longer. I'm almost certain she can afford her own box. You don't need to give her a box. She's got all the boxes she needs.
There's something is banging on the inside of that box.
Oh, is that a bang box? Can I see?
Oh, it's very precious. It's very, I don't know, Blemmy, should we show them? I don't know.
I thought we were to show the ruler of this land.
Yes, we absolutely will. But I have to say, as weird as this night has been so far, I trust them. I know them from miles ago.
Yes, I can see that. They are really weird guys. And even if they may not have accomplished much in this world, they are your friends. And so they are my friends. We can show them anything that you want.
Oh, is that a little sauce on your ear?
Yes.
I'll get it.
Oops, I got dirty again.
Ugh. You know what? I still think this Blemish is kind of garbage, but there's something about them together that kind of works for me. I don't know.
Strange bedfellows.
They
kind of
have a good relationship.
Yep.
Salty.
Yes, and sweet.
Oh. I think we should show them.
All right.
Do you want us to say what's in the box a bunch of times?
Oh, how about each of you takes a guess?
Oh, what's in the box? Oh, okay. Is it my friend Helena?
My turn. It's a dead cat. No, it's a live cat. No. No, it's a dead cat. Arnie, you go.
Is it a box?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, smart. Was that your guess of... okay, wait. Can you clarify?
Yes, wish for infinite boxes.
I'm having a hard time in my mind thinking beyond the surface level of this box, like what's inside it. I don't think I have an inner life. What's going on?
Let me give him a hint.
It's a big treat for you.
Oh, it's a big treat. Oh, so it must be food. Is it a Rice Krispie treat? Arnie, have we ever ordered you a Rice Krispie treat?
A Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, you get a bunch of lice, you pan fry them, and you put them together with marshmallow. It is disgusting.
Ugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat one. Maybe it's a honeycomb. Is there a honeycomb in there?
Ooh, me one honeycomb, if you have it.
Good guess, everyone. Nope, you're all wrong. I don't know. Blemmy, here's the key. I'm going to pull it out of the cleft between my back hoof.
Yes, I know that cleft well.
Mm. Oh, it's not going to be like sex toys, is it?
Chant.
No shame. I just... with the way Blemish's face looks, I just can't handle it.
Hey, why would they give the king their sex toys?
That's true.
What's the goal there?
To brag, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with how it works here. Maybe there's like a tax. You got to pay the king a certain amount of your sex toys.
Oh, that'd actually be a pretty good system.
There's kind of an interesting and odd-looking process that we must both undertake in order to open the box.
Mm-hmm.
The key cannot be opened by just one pinglet. It needs a pinglet and a close associate. So, let's begin to open the box.
All right, here we go.
Is this a metaphor? What's going on?
Quiet, I want to watch them milk this for all it's worth.
Okay. Yeah. Put it over here. Put it over there. Get it over.
Oi.
Clearly they're foreplay.
Slide it in, slide it in, slide it out, slide it out.
Wiggle it all around.
Okay, but now use the key, please.
Yeah, when are they going to go over to the box?
Give us a second.
This gave me an idea of how I can complete the maze.
All right. And...
one.
Two.
Two.
Two. Two, three. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
And four. Okay.
Oh, it's opening. Wow, what is that smell?
This is going to be the key to defeating the Dark Lord. We must show the king. You'll all agree. You'll all agree, I know.
Oh, I must see. I must see. What could it be?
Blemish returns.
Oh, damn it.
It's another blemish.
There's a blemish in the box.
This isn't blemish. Look closer around the edges.
Oh, it's Carfoon blemish.
Oh, that's right. We made that Carfoon blemish when we destroyed Hog's Face.
Technically,
and I'm back, motherfuckers.
Damn it. Technically, we're its dads.
Oh, no. We're its
pop. We made it.
We're its daddy pizza.
I found my three men.
See, now we all know it must be all of us. It must be all of us that takes this to the king and shows him how strong and powerful we are now to defeat darkness.
The thing about this blemish is he can't really do anything.
What?
We made him out of magical paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we've been carrying him for nearly 10 miles.
Oh yeah. Well,
we never asked you to do that. And
yeah, that's definitely not something. I mean, that's like a 2.5-hour walk. I mean, I guess maybe a little longer for somebody.
That Cooper outside of Hog's Face, what used to be Hog's Face, made it clear that this was extremely important, and I have been wheeling myself for miles and miles carrying this heavy box.
Okay, well, none of us asked you to hang with Mr. Cooper, but just because he said something doesn't make it factual, okay? A lot of crazy farmers and workers say a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it hurts that we have captured this evil blemish, evil fake blemish, but he's not going to really have any intelligence about the Dark Lord or his plans that's actually going to be useful. He might have said he does. Carfoon Blemish, what is it that you think you know?
I think I know all, everything about you three, everything about the Dark Lord, everything about everything. Yes, I know everything.
Okay, how about something specific, though?
Ask me
one
anything.
Specific thing.
I know everything.
Shit, I'm remembering,
okay,
guys.
You know everything? You know everything? How do you get to the end of this maze?
Right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Damn. See, I kept not going on this last straight line where that gets you to the cow because it seemed like a trap.
It wasn't a trap. It wasn't the way out.
Damn it.
Guys, I think I'm remembering. I think I was the one that drew the Carfoon Blemish, so he's very surface level. Like he'll say, like, I know everything, I know the, like, the solution, but he probably doesn't know anything.
Well, thank you, Daddy Pizza.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Oh shit.
If I were to ask your mother if she knows everything about you, do you think she would?
I mean, she thinks she does.
Exactly. Exactly, Arnie. Do not limit Carfoon Blemish because you created him. You haven't seen him. When's the last time you saw this thing?
Oh, what wisdom.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, just because I had simple, limited attentions when I made this piece of art doesn't mean that I didn't accidentally make a complex and beautiful, amazing thing.
No, 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 Arnie, you're missing the point. He became complex and beautiful on his own.
But that means I'm a good artist, right? That's like, what's the point of art if it doesn't reflect back on me, right?
No, Tannikin's right. Let me grab some food here. I'm gonna nail this banana to my sheet of paper with the goddess's rainbow. This is now worth 1,000,000 gold coin. Tannikin, is this what you're saying?
Oh, no. Oh. So what I'm saying is that when an artist births a living piece of art, it does not then get to take credit for what the art itself accomplishes throughout the art's life.
Yes, but if I take my drawing, that's the blue rainbow and the wizard and the lightning, and I keep changing it and adding to it a little bit and just keep making it better until it's perfect... we decide who shot the lightning first, and then we move some of these bits around, and we add some more characters here in the background. Just really bring it to life. What do you think?
Why do art? Why do art at all? If people aren't going to say, hey, good art, man, you did it. This is all you. Right?
Yes, yes, but we're talking about a living thing.
Oh. Wait, aren't Carfoons supposed to only live for, like, a couple of days at most, a week?
Yes, but apparently you did something special, or circumstances affected this Carfoon in some way that we did not foresee. Or perhaps, you just did good art.
It seems like your ink has some strong swimmers, buddy.
Yeah.
Arnie, were you lactating at the time of creating Carfoon Blemish?
I believe he was.
Were you?
I mean, I don't know exactly what that word means, but I don't know. I was feeling weird that week. I was having a little bit of anal leakage. Is that what we're talking about?
Why would that get your shirt wet?
Hey.
Oh.
Well, that depends. Arnie, where is your anus?
Note to self, have the first cocktail at the fancy sphincter be an anal leakage martini.
Oh, wait. Did I accidentally use the forbidden paint?
What?
When we were making the Carfoons, I remember you saying, just whatever you do, don't use that forbidden paint.
Right.
Because those Carfoons live forever.
Right. I told you very specifically not to do that.
Did you do it, Arnie?
But you did it?
But you did
no,
that?
No. If I'm in trouble, no.
Oh, well, if you don't want to be in trouble.
It's probably my skill as an artist. look, most people would assume that any art I would make would only last like a couple episodes, but I think I could create something that could last at least 6 years.
I mean, 3 good years.
At the end.
Well, I think you need 4 good years if you really want to have any traction.
Well, I also think it's possible if you use the forbidden paint, that this version of Blemish is basically just Blemish now.
Hmm. Yeah, Arnie.
Blemish returns.
That's basically Blemish. I mean, the only way to destroy a piece of art is to... Oh, I better not say.
What?
The only way to destroy a piece of art that won't die is to drown it in the river, Banksy.
Oh. But if you destroy a piece of art, you just make it a martyr, like Mulder.
Who? Are you trying to say Mulder?
Mulder, like Fox Mulder. People on Earth are definitely getting it.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
We have Fox Mulder. It's a fox who does sculptures.
Oh.
She molds clay into sculptures.
Yeah. Did any of her clay sculptures come alive like mine?
Absolutely. And she drowned them in the river, Banksy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, no, Arnie, I like where you're going with this. I really do. I think my analogy of parenting was not accurate, as accurate as the art and the artist analogy, which is much more in line with my friends and what we practice.
I drew over the word evil and I put in that cow, that damn cow from the maze.
Wait, guys. Oh, shit. I just realized something.
What?
I recognize the look in Tanakin and Good Blemish's eyes. They're going to ask us for a donation really soon. We got sucked into this whole thing, thinking we were just having fun and doing some art.
I'll pay what I can.
It all goes to a good cause.
Yeah. What's the cause?
How can you put a price on happiness, Arnie?
Good point. Here's all my coin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Usador. And we will be coming back to this specific tavern soon, so look out for our flyers.
Oh.
We'll have another presentation similar to this box opening.
Excellent.
Yes, make sure to follow us.
I don't want to follow your unboxings. Why would I want to watch that? It's boring. I'm just watching you unbox stuff. How is that even a thing?
It's very popular.
Think back to a moment ago, Chunt, and how much you were enjoying yourself with your art. That's why.
That's true. Wow. Tanakin, I'm sorry. You're right. Here's 25 gold coin. I was saving up to buy my own bar, but it can wait.
Thank you. That's a little heavy for me. Do you mind squishing it in between my nipples?
I never thought I'd say this, but yes, I do.
Well... I just have to say, to Blemish and Blemish, congratulations for being dead at the beginning of this episode, and now there are two of you.
Super alive, in all kinds of different versions. Do you know which one is talking right now?
Don't care.
No, you don't.
Don't care.
I was blinking for a really long time, and I don't know which one is talking.
Well, they look totally different, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, my eyes are closed.
Let's get some more apple juice over here.
Let's go see the prince.
Whee!
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen him in a couple weeks.
Whee, whee, whee.
All the way home.
And there you have it. 45 minutes of talking that some call entertainment, but my plants just call a series of vibrations that pleasantly stimulate our root clusters. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Tanakin the Good and Blemish the Good were played by special guests Sarah Fineout and Martin Wilson. And I'd just like to take a moment to apologize for Martin seeming a bit off his game and out of sync with the rest of the cast. In his rapidly advancing years, Martin might not be up to the physical strain of making bold comedic choices, but I think we can find enjoyment simply in his continued presence, like that of an old faded quilt or an old faded straight white male improviser. The real kicker? I'm recording this weeks in advance without even hearing the episode, and I feel pretty good about it matching whatever you just heard. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance provided by Ryan to Georgie. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Enjoyed today's show? Tell a friend. Then keep telling them. When they remind you you've already mentioned it, act like they're crazy. Don't let up. Bring us up every time you see them. Text them about us late at night. Really push the friendship to the brink. If they stick around, that's a friend for life. If not, cut them loose, pick another name from your list, and let your dark game begin again.
Are you in there? Blemish. Are you in there?
Yes.
Okay, good. We got you here to Northeastia. Stick with me, buddy. This is going to be the greatest prank ever.
I'm here.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.